Disclaimer: this post reflects the opinions and beliefs of the author and is not official doctrine of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. However, I do ask that you consider and pray about the words herein so that the Holy Ghost may confirm truth. Introduction. Based off my studies of the seven levels of mankind and my studies of the Davidic servant, I had pieced together that the Davidic servant was most likely a level 6 being on the cusp of joining level 7. The level of archangels or the dispensation heads. I had discovered that Enoch was the level 7 steward over level 6 beings, teaching them how to gather and build Zion. Each dispensation head demonstrates the penultimate, second to last example you'll ever need to witness next to the Master himself, execution of the law over which they preside. I recently felt urged to purchase the Book of Enoch. I was reading a note online about a scripture in D&C that prophesies of the future coming of the Book of Enoch. D&C 107:57. These things were all written in the Book of Enoch, and are to be testified of in due time. The Spirit touched me to read the Book of Enoch. As I started to read, there were certainly interesting and unique qualities to the book. Enoch speaks of the archangels and their names and positions openly, unlike any other book of Scripture. As I continued to read, I began to grow more confident that Enoch would dedicate some of his prophecy to the end time servant, as their ministries are so closely tied together. The ministries are a chiasmus. Zion is built just after the first dispensation and will be built again just before the millennial dispensation. To my delight, I discovered that the elect one he mentions parallels very closely many of the prophecies about the end time servant as outlined in Isaiah and other scriptures. My delight multiplied as I realized Enoch dedicates a lot of his writing to the elect one, and it makes perfect sense. The Master of Zion prophesies of the future ministry of his apprentice. Part 1, Recap of Level 6. Before digging into the first chapter that mentions the elect one, I suggest rereading the level 6 portion of levels 5 through 8. Though I have not yet written an article aligning the levels to the chakras, it is important to note that the sixth level aligns with the third eye chakra, the level of spiritual understanding. This understanding reinforces the link of the promised rewards of the sixth level of overcoming, that of knowing the true name of the Father, the new name of the Son, and the name of the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem, in fact, is a critical element to understanding level 6. Revelation 7:2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. 3. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Revelation 14:1. And I looked, and, lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. An important note is that Isaiah speaks of the Davidic servant ascending from the east. Angelos is a Greek word that can translate into either angel or messenger. Isaiah 41:2. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. I believe Isaiah 41:2 and Revelation 7:2 are referring to the same end-time servant, the one whose mantle it is to seal the servants of God in their foreheads, the head of the order of seraphim, the Davidic servant. I believe the apostles and prophets, apart from the dispensation heads, all belong to this order. Jesus Christ himself refers to Isaiah 6 when revealing to the apostles that they belong to this order. Matthew 13:11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. 12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see and see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. 15 For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. 16 But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. 17 For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. The Lord overtly refers to Isaiah 6, which, I believe, is the ordinance aligned to level 6 beings. He basically tells his apostles that they are already of this order. Your eyes see, and your ears hear already. Paraphrasing. Avraham Gileadi, LDS Isaiah scholar, makes a very interesting comment in his apocalyptic commentary of Isaiah 6. The Hebrew superlative most holy or thrice holy, kados, 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 reflects the highest of Isaiah's spiritual levels, Jehovah's. Emulating Jehovah are those in Isaiah's seraph and son, servant categories, who are also called holy, kados, Isaiah 13:3, 52 hours 10 minutes. The seraph's anthem, the consummation of all of the earth is his glory. Melo Kol Hashkabodo, Avraham Gileadi, Apocalyptic Commentary of Isaiah 6. Notice how Brother Gileadi opines that thrice holy is made in reference to spiritual levels. He then says the seraphim are aligned to the first use of holy, kados, this aligns perfectly to the levels of mankind. Holy, seraphim, level 6. Holy, archangels, level 7. Holy, the Son of God, level 8. The word holy will be addressed in a later article to demonstrate how Enoch refers to the archangels and the Davidic servant, or the elect one, and how the Davidic servant is almost to their level of holiness. Reread Isaiah chapter 6 with all of this in mind and be prepared for chills. Part 2, Enoch chapter 39 analysis. During my first read of chapter 39, even the very first mention of the elect one was immediately obvious as a reference to the end times servant. Here is the first mention in the book of Enoch, in chapter 39. Enoch 39:6 And in that place my eyes saw the elect one of righteousness and of faith. 7 And I saw his dwelling place under the wings of the Lord of Spirits. 8 And righteousness shall prevail in his days, and the righteous and elect shall be innumerable and will be before him forever and ever. 9 And all the righteous and elect ones before him shall be as bright as fiery lights, and their mouth shall be full of blessing, and their lips shall praise the name of the Lord of Spirits. Righteousness and truth before him shall never fail. 10 There I wished to dwell, and my spirit longed for that dwelling place, and thus it was decided and my portion was assigned and established by the Lord of Spirits. Righteousness is a key word used to describe the Davidic servant all throughout Isaiah and in Moses 7:62. Isaiah 11:4 But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Moses 7:62 And righteousness will I send down out of heaven, and truth will I send forth out of the earth, to bear testimony of mine only begotten, his resurrection from the dead, yea, and also the resurrection of all men, and righteousness and truth will I cause to sweep the earth as with a flood, to gather out mine elect from the four quarters of the earth, unto a place which I shall prepare, in holy city, that my people may gird up their loins, and be looking forth for the time of my coming, for there shall be my tabernacle, and it shall be called Zion, a new Jerusalem. Enoch 39:8-9 are very similar to scriptures in Isaiah and Ezekiel prophesying of the Davidic servant. Here is Enoch 39:8 again for convenience and comparison. Enoch 39:8 And righteousness shall prevail in his days, and the righteous and elect shall be innumerable and will be before him forever and ever. Compare Enoch 39:8 to Ezekiel 37 hours 25 minutes, a prophecy of the Davidic servant. Ezekiel 37 hours 25 minutes And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they, and their children, and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. They in Ezekiel 37 hours 25 minutes is Israel, God's people. In Enoch 39:8, it is the elect who will be before the elect one forever and ever. Elect and Israel are certainly synonymous if not interchangeable. Isaiah 51 hours 10 minutes refers to the ransomed who were provided a way to pass over by the Davidic servant. The ransomed, the elect, and Israel all refer to beings who are further along in their spiritual progression. Now let's have a look again at Enoch 39:9. Enoch 39:9, and all the righteous and elect ones before him shall be as bright as fiery lights, and their mouth shall be full of blessing, and their lips shall praise the name of the Lord of spirits. Righteousness and truth before him shall never fail. Notice the similarity of Enoch 39:9 to Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42:3, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench, he shall bring forth judgment unto truth. For he shall not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Other translations of Isaiah 42:4 use the word falter rather than fail, making an even stronger connection to Enoch 39:9. Also, compare the end of Enoch 39:9 to the Isaiah Institute translation of the end of Isaiah 51:6. Isaiah Institute translation of Isaiah 51:6, lift up your eyes to the heavens, look on the earth beneath, the heavens shall vanish as by smoke, the earth wear out like a garment, its inhabitants shall die in the manner of vermin. But my salvation shall be everlasting, my righteousness shall never fail. So we have three key words and phrases linking two passages in Isaiah to Enoch 39:9: righteousness, truth, and shall not fail, shall never fail. All of these passages are prophecies of the Davidic servant, or the elect one as translated in the book of Enoch. Isaiah is full of uses of the word righteousness as a key word to associate with the Davidic servant. The fact that Enoch uses the same word throughout his prophecy to associate with the elect one is not a coincidence. Enoch 39, verse 9 is interesting when comparing to Isaiah chapter 6. Enoch 39:9 speaks of those who are before the elect one as bright as fiery lights. In Isaiah 6 the word seraphim means fiery serpent and are those who surround the Lord in Isaiah 6. An ordinance in which Isaiah himself participates that includes placing a coal in one's mouth. Isaiah 6:2, above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. 3 And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, 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 is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. 4 And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. 5 Then said I, Woe is me! For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. 6 Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. 7 And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. 8 Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Enoch 39:9 says the bright ones' mouths shall be full of blessing. The verse also says they shall praise the name of the Lord of spirits. Isaiah 6:3 is the seraphim saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Also, verse 9 reads righteousness and truth before him shall never fail. Moses 7:62 reads, And righteousness will I send down out of heaven, and truth will I send forth out of the earth, to bear testimony of mine only begotten. Enoch 39:7 could also be a reference to the Davidic servant being hidden in the shadow of the Lord's hand. Several references in Isaiah and the quoted Isaiah passages in the Book of Mormon, there is more evidence of the elect one being the hidden servant in later passages. Finally, I believe Enoch is the level 7, archangel, or dispensation head over level 6 beings, the seraphim. I believe the Davidic servant is the head of the level 6 beings and therefore looks to Enoch as his guide and mentor. What is the duty of level 6 beings? Why to gather Israel, the elect, from the four corners of the earth, see Isaiah 11 and Moses 7, and build Zion? Enoch showed his level how to do this with a handicap, a speech impediment. So, Enoch 39 hours 10 minutes has special meaning to me. He looks at all these souls and immediately says he desired to be there, and thus it was decided and my portion was assigned and established by the Lord of Spirits. Enoch is referencing his own assignment over these beings. Part 3, Holy, Holy, Holy. While writing this article, I had not yet reread the last few verses of chapter 39 of the Book of Enoch. What I read in the final verses of chapter 39 was an amazing confirmation that these verses indeed are referring to the seraphim, the high priests aligned to the sixth promise of overcoming. Enoch 39 hours 14 minutes. Those who do not sleep bless you, they stand before your glory and bless, praise, and exalt you, saying, Holy, 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 is the Lord of Spirits, he fills the earth with spirits. Holy, holy, holy. There it is, just as it is in Isaiah chapter 6. But how closely do the rest of these verses align? Isaiah 6:2-3, and one cried unto another, and said, Holy, 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 is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. Wow! Both Enoch 39 hours 14 minutes and Isaiah 6:2-3 have more than just holy, holy, holy in common. Both are referring to the Lord of hosts and the Lord of spirits in Isaiah and Enoch respectively. Hosts and spirits are close enough that they could be translation differences. The Book of Enoch would certainly be far older than the Book of Isaiah after all. They both then refer to the earth being full, one says with spirits and the other of his glory. What is the glory of God? Moses 1:39, for behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. So, the spirits, or hosts, are the Lord's glory. The meaning of both of these statements are extremely similar. Conclusion. What a delight it was to analyze these first verses mentioning the elect one and discovering confirmation upon confirmation that Enoch is indeed the steward over the order of seraphim, that Enoch's ministry is linked to the Davidic servants or the elect one, and that there are overt parallels to the writings of Isaiah. There are other scriptures that link these two ministries together. Moses 7:62 was mentioned earlier as it refers to the Davidic servant's ministry and responsibility to gather Israel and build Zion in the latter days. Verse 63 links the Davidic servant's ministry to Enoch's. Moses 7:63, and the Lord said unto Enoch, Then shalt thou in all thy city meet them there, and we will receive them into our bosom, and they shall see us, and we will fall upon their necks, and they shall fall upon our necks, and we will kiss each other. The master meets the apprentice as Enoch and his city return to earth, finalizing the preparation of the bride for the bridegroom. Revelation 21 prophesies of this same event. Revelation 21:2, and I John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This article is just the first I plan to write in a series aligning the Book of Enoch to the Davidic servant, and this is just from the first mention of the Davidic servant, the elect one, in the Book of Enoch. Again, as I uncovered the meaning of the eight uses of overcometh in Revelation and how they align to our spiritual progress, my studies lead me to conclude that Enoch and the Davidic and their ministries are intertwined and bound. Their fates merge as the city of Enoch comes down to meet the fruit of the Davidic servant's ministry, his gathering and building of Zion, his test, along with the rest of his order, the 144,000. When the servant overcomes this challenge, he will join the ranks of level 7 beings as the promised rewards of level 6 is bestowed upon him. Revelation 3:12, Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. The names are written upon the servant upon the fulfilling of this promise. This also ties into the meaning behind Revelation 14:1 that indicates that the name of the Father is written. Revelation 14:1, "And I looked, and, lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads." In Revelation 7, the promise is sealed in their foreheads. In Revelation 14, the promise is fulfilled and the name of the Father is written in their foreheads. To build upon this promise, I have gained a new layer of understanding subsequently to writing levels 5 through 8. The most important reason level 6 is aligned to the mind is that God cannot dwell in unholy temples, unholy places. Alma 7:21, "And he doth not dwell in unholy temples, neither can filthiness or anything which is unclean be received into the kingdom of God. Therefore I say unto you, the time shall come, yea, and it shall be at the last day, that he who is filthy shall remain in his filthiness." Likewise, the 144,000 have the Father's name sealed in their foreheads until they master their level, until they master their thoughts, because until they do, God cannot dwell in their thoughts and in their minds. So, how fitting is the promised reward of the sixth promise of overcoming, to receive the name of the Father and the new name of the Son. Mastering our thoughts to provide a holy place for the name of the Father and the new name of the Son to dwell is a beautiful symbol of the rewards of self-mastery. This is why the seraphim are linked to the word holy, and perhaps, this is why the keyword righteousness is associated to the Davidic servant. In the article Levels 5 through 8, I detailed this progression of self-mastery and illustrated this concept with the image below that aligns the laws of the gospel to the patriarchs over those laws and finally to the progression of self-mastery that begins with actions and ends in thoughts. Below are the first two definitions of righteous from Merriam-Webster. Righteous. Adjective rimildatus, rishs. Colon acting in accord with divine or moral law, free from guilt or sin. 2a, morally right or justifiable. A righteous decision. Righteousness is the noun form of righteous. It is the state of being, someone who simply acts in accordance with divine law. This is why this key word is used to associate with the Davidic servant. He is not perfect, probably far from it. However, he has overcome each law in turn of self-mastery and is ready to join the ranks of those who can witness the Father, the privilege of all archangels, or dispensation heads. In the article, 9:23, "For unto us a child is born," part 1, I explore the importance of the ascension of the Davidic servant from level 6 to level 7 and how that ascension symbolizes the change from being a conditional servant to becoming an unconditional inheritor. There is a quote in the article linked above of Abraham Gileadi speaking of this ascension. I will paste it here below again. These things typify God's dealings with his end-time servant. Part 3 of Isaiah 7 part structure, Isaiah 9-12, 41-46, depicts the servant undergoing a descent phase of trials and afflictions in the pattern of King David that is the prelude to his ascent phase. Acting as a proxy savior of his people as did David, the servant obtains their divine protection, at which point God exalts him and makes with him an unconditional covenant as he did with David. Jehovah first anoints his servant, an aspect that Isaiah covers under the servant's Cyrus persona. Thus says Jehovah to his anointed, to Cyrus, whom I grasp by the right hand, Isaiah 45:1, emphasis added. An emperor's grasping of a vassal by the right hand signifies his appointing the vassal to a particular task, in this instance, the overthrow of nations and peoples in order to release Israel's captives, Isaiah 45:1-4, 13. Upon God's anointing his servant, the Spirit of Jehovah comes upon him as it did upon David, my servant whom I sustain, my chosen one in whom I delight, him I have endowed with my Spirit, Isaiah 42:1. Abraham Gileadi, Ancient Types of End Time Events. No unclean thing can dwell in the presence of God, so is it any wonder that all of these laws of self-mastery must be mastered before being able to return to the presence of God and secure an eternal inheritance?